Most of us can't afford hats like Aretha's or Jason Wu dresses, especially in these tough economic times. That's why throughout the country, shops and restaurants are offering big sales and bargain meals. In Manhattan, reporter Kayomi Getz found New Yorkers are interested in saving money, not just to be frugal, but also because it's the new hip thing to do.
It's a busy day at a grocer in Chinatown. It's the kind of get-in, get-out store with no carts or fancy lighting, just stacks and stacks of fresh produce. And forget Muzak, this place has a clamor all its own. Crystal Moviani is clutching a coffee in one hand and wades through a throng of shoppers. It doesn't take her long to spot and bag broccoli and Asian pears. She's a 26-year-old web designer who just got back from a holiday trip to Argentina. She says she's doing pretty well financially, but still wants to save money.
The broccoli is a dollar a pound, which I don't know anything that's a dollar a pound anymore.
Thank you.
It's not that Moviani needs to hunt for the lowest prices right now, but it makes her feel more savvy, more in the know. She used to go to a pricier grocer, but since the economic downturn, she says she switched to Chinatown. And Moviani says it's probably a permanent change, even if the economy bounces back.
The interesting thing with Whole Foods is that there was like this focus on local and organic, and you know, that stuff right now kind of doesn't matter anymore. It's all about saving money and getting stuff for like, you know, the cheapest price.
Matthew Rosenberg tracks trends on the website eDoctor.com. He says earlier buzz about saving the environment is shifting. People now are more concerned with saving money.
People are living their lives, but they're trying to do the same things, but with a frugal bent. And I think that that's what we're seeing reflective across the site.
He says people are doing little things to save money, but still look cool, like brewing their coffee at home, but carrying it in a stylish container. Or having people over for dinner and enjoying a nice bottle of wine instead of an expensive meal out. Jonah Berger studies why and how trends become popular at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He says there have always been people who like to save money or consider themselves frugal, but now that behavior is evident in mainstream culture. He said it's even becoming cool to be frugal these days.
If it was bad to be thrifty, people would hide their frugality, right? They might be hurting financially, but they'd cut back at home and in private ways to avoid being ostracized by others and by their friends. But I think what we actually see, what's actually happening, is the exact opposite.
Berger says people are now broadcasting how much money they've saved, as if it's an aspirational quality. And big spenders are concealing their purchases, even asking luxury shops to put their stuff in unmarked bags. But how about in New York? We ask people in the shopping mecca of Soho if the economy's made them more frugal. Carolyn Richardson just moved here from Texas. She pondered for a moment whether she considered it cool to be frugal.
To look forward to the future, you don't want to be spending all of your money, because I know for me, I want to be able to save stuff up just in case I have a problem or there's an accident.
Elizabeth Suman is 24. She says with her friends, it's a group effort.
Well, I think there's sort of a, at least with people my age, sort of a we're all in it together attitude that I guess is kind of cool, or at least a camaraderie that's nice to have the support to not feel like you're the only one in the world who has to save money.
That doesn't mean this frugalness will be in forever. Professor Jonah Berger says it's cyclical. He says people will probably go back to label-conscious, showy habits once the economy improves. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in New York.